The Milwaukee Common Council Tuesday will again attempt to decide the future of Police Chief Edward Flynn. Last month, the council narrowly voted to give aldermen the ability to fire the chief. Mayor Tom Barrett immediately vetoed the measure. The council has scheduled a vote to override the veto. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the move is one of several recently aimed at overhauling the current system, which gives firing powers to the Fire and Police Commission.
Some Milwaukee aldermen are upset with Police Chief Edward Flynn because of spikes in the violent crime rate. They also accuse him of being out of touch with residents' concerns. Alderman Tony Zielinski is one of Flynn's critics. He says he hears from constituents nearly every day who complain about escalating crime. Zielinski says, in addition, he's sent several emails to Flynn in the past few months asking him to participate in efforts to improve police-community relations. The alderman says Flynn never wrote back. Then Zielinski says the chief gave an unsatisfactory response when the two ran into each other at City Hall.
And I said, "Hey, chief." He said, "Hi." And I said, "Hey, when are you going to get back to me on those emails?" He said, "I'm not going to get back to you about those emails."
Zielinski also is critical of Flynn for not speaking out about Mayor Tom Barrett's proposed cuts to the police department budget. The alderman argues that aldermen have no recourse if they find a police chief's performance is not up to par, so he backs the resolution that would give the Common Council the power to fire a police chief. The measure would require a two-thirds vote and a change in state law. Mayor Barrett dismisses Zielinski's concerns, saying the current system works just fine. The Fire and Police Commission determines the chief's fate. City leaders set up the citizen panel more than a century ago.
To take a function that's been governed by citizen oversight since 1885, so over 130 years, and change that system because an alderman is mad that his email wasn't answered, I think is the height of pettiness.
Because Barrett believes the process should stay the same, he also opposes a bill that Republicans have introduced in the state legislature, which would change the makeup of the Fire and Police Commission. Republican State Senator Van Wongaard is the author. His proposal would require one member of the citizen panel to have professional law enforcement experience and another to have a professional firefighting background. Wongaard says it's important to have people on the commission who've walked in those shoes.
When that individual comes on with that law enforcement experience or firefighting experience, the commission can rely on that individual to bring that expertise to the table so that the right questions can be asked, so there's nothing that is left out of the discussion.
Professor Stan Stojkovic has studied the hiring and firing procedures for police chiefs across the country. He is dean of UWM's Helen Bader School of Social Welfare. Stojkovic says the citizen-based model works best for a city the size of Milwaukee.
You know, the Fire and Police Commission is appointed by the mayor. The mayor has a lot of say, obviously, through that process. But the current process seems to be good, and I think it's worked well in this community.
The bill that would change the makeup of Milwaukee's panel is expected to get a public hearing in coming weeks. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.